Quest Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of Last One to Lie by Jack Stainton, narrated by Nicholas Cam. Chapter 1. Lisa. The day I'd been dreading finally arrived. The day he departed, rendering me disconsolate and afraid. Was it because I would miss him, or more the fact I would be alone with George? Any unexpected noise or movement still made me jolt. Endless sleepless nights, followed by skittish days protecting my beautiful baby boy from the evils of the world. But at least I'd found help, somehow able to cope, albeit on a day-to-day basis. It was the prescribed medication which allowed Matt to leave us that day. Ironic, really, given it was my idea to move away from Scotland. Not that Matt took much persuasion, but that's an entirely different matter. Fighting back tears, realising it would set George off too, the prospect of Matt getting on the train and travelling miles away threatened to tip me over the edge. This was the first time we would be apart ever since. Oh, that cabin. It was never far from the forefront of my mind. That filthy, damp, blood-curdling cabin, deep in the woods where life is suffocated by the dark and deafening silence, and the doll they placed in the corner of the room, staring and tormenting. As soon as I realised they would take my baby away, they deliberately stuck that thing there, mocking me. The closest I would come to ever holding my child. Those evil bastards. I hoped they'd all rot in hell. Matt seemed anxious for the train to arrive. Despite him embracing us, I sensed he'd been glancing over my shoulder along the platform, eager for his trip to commence. Why so restless? He was leaving his son for the first time, for goodness sake. George was only 6 months old, and I was aware how much Matt doted on him. The way they played, how he made him laugh. Sometimes I would listen outside the bedroom door. The things he said, the visions he painted. "I'll keep you safe," he would vow. "You're going to have a lovely life, son, a life full of dreams." He never failed to make my eyes well and my heart heavy. Matt was a great dad, and I couldn't wish for a better father for my baby George. But still, I questioned whether Matt loved me too. Could he be clinging on to our relationship for the sake of our child, or for what we'd both been through, as if he somehow owed it to me? To us? I often considered confronting him, long before we stumbled upon our new house in my dream village, but...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?